Hey there, sleepyhead. You've been sleeping at my place for hours now. Well, I guess you kind of maybe went unconscious after that little needle that I gave you in the truck. You don't remember? Don't worry about it. The important thing is that you're here. Yeah, of course you're tied down. You were kind of twitchy a little bit. Scared me. Besides, you wouldn't want to go anywhere, would you? Oh, come on. I went to so much work inviting you over. You could stay for a little while, right? Just a little while with me? It's fine, it's fine. I can look after you from head to toe. I'm a great cook. I make really good cupcakes. And I don't mind washing you up if I have to. Hang on, just look around the room. It's got everything you need right here. You're on a bed. There's a WC in the corner, right there. Well, okay, yeah, it's kind of like a studio apartment thing. Well, there's no table and chairs yet, but there's room for one. Don't worry. I'll move them in when you're ready for them. I mean, right now, you're still kind of tied down to the bed, so it's not like you really need them. The bench? Oh, that's just where I keep my tools, you know, in case I need them. You don't have to worry about that right now. As long as you make me happy, you won't have to see any of the tools. You just make me happy by listening to me, by letting me know that when you need something, and by letting me look after you. Why did I bring you here? Well, it kind of gets lonely sometimes. And sometimes I just really like having somebody around, someone to play with. You will? You'll play with me? I'm so glad you want to play with me. What kind of games do I like to play? That's a silly question. I mean, what kind of games does everybody like to play? My hand? Why? You don't like it this close to your thighs? You don't like it slowly sliding upwards? Oh, come on. I've seen every part of you by now. Well, like I said, you were kind of knocked out when I brought you in from the truck. And it's okay. It's okay. Don't worry about that part. You're here with me. And I mean, I guess if you don't want me to touch you, then I'll stop, but I want to make sure that you're all looked after. You know? Everything. Do you think I'm pretty? I know guys have certain needs. And, well, I can look after you, and I can look after those needs. I promise. If you let me. And I mean, if you want, I can just not. But I'd much rather play with you that way. 'Cause my other toys aren't quite as fun. Why? You want to see my other toys? Like I said, They're just over here in the bench. See? I got the set from our old guy that helped me out. They look kind of cool, don't they? He said this one's for pulling out fingernails. And he said this one makes really, really shallow cuts. It's just, no. I mean, what if you had an ingrown, right? I would maybe have to pull out your nail just so it didn't get infected. And the cuts are just, well, scars are so pretty. See? I did this one on myself. And it's your initials. Well, I always knew I was going to have you here eventually. And until I had you here, I just drew to remind myself that I was going to have you. That you were going to be mine. Here, I'll show you. It doesn't even hurt hardly anything. I'm just going to carve my initials right here above your heart. It's okay. It's not going to hurt. It's really shallow cuts. Just breathe for me. It's so red. And so pretty. There. See? It looks so good. Now, the problem with this is because it's such a shallow cut. If I just let it heal like this, it wouldn't hardly scar at all. That's where this comes in. It's like salt and some other stuff. Okay, everybody talks about salting wounds and it hurting, but it'll be fine. It'll be fine. Just breathe, okay? Just breathe. Breathe. And I'm just gonna grind it in. Breathe, breathe. Breathe, breathe. See? It's not that bad. You're doing really good. And it's gonna make such a pretty scar. I know what I'm doing. I could make it even prettier if you want it, but I mean, it's our first time. I thought I'd just do a little bit. But now you're mine. At least, that way. Oh, there'll be other ways for us to play. I have lots and lots of ideas. And like I said, I'll look after you in every possible way. But for now, you can just relax. I'm gonna go make you some breakfast and bring it in for you, okay? Don't worry about a thing. I'll look after you. Breakfast time. What do you mean you're not hungry? Of course you're hungry. It's been like 10 hours since you last ate. What do you mean, how do I know? Well, okay, so last night, it is last night by the way now, you were out for dinner with that girl. I know you thought the date was going really well, but she would never, ever love you the way I love you. Anyway, I know you had dinner, and then I picked you up, and well, now it's the next morning, and you haven't had nothing to eat. And doesn't these scrambled eggs smell good? Well, of course, you're not going to eat flat on your back. The bed adjusts. See, I can sit you up, just like this. Well, I could let your hand go so that you can feed yourself. Or I can feed you. You don't mind, do you? I don't know. I think it's kind of sweet. There. It smells good, right? Of course they're just the way you like them. I know. Tastes a little funny. What do you mean? Maybe I use different eggs. Keep eating. I don't want you getting hungry. Do you want me to make toast too? I can make toast once you're done with the eggs. Well, I wouldn't want to leave the eggs here to get cold while I run and make toast. I knew you were hungry. Look at you eat this all up. It makes me so happy. I told you I can look after you. I can look after you every way. A little blue fleck in the... I'm sure you're seeing things. Come on, chow down. The eggs are getting cold. There. Don't you feel better? Tummy nice and full of nice scrambled eggs. Well, okay, there was a little blue fleck in the eggs. I put in a little something extra. Yeah, something special. Oh, it shouldn't be starting to work yet. But maybe you're just that excited to see me. I told you I wanted to play. And I want to play with you. I want to show you that I can look after you better than any other girl can. So, I just needed to make sure you were up for it. You don't mind my hand so much now, do you? Sliding down your abs. Do you want me to touch it? Tell me how bad you want me to touch it. I mean, if you don't want me to touch it yet, that's fine. But you're tied down, so you can't do anything. And I've heard an erection can get kind of painful if it lasts too long. So I'm sure you'll come around. In the meantime, I can wait. I'm very patient. I've been waiting for so long already. You have no idea. Well, I've been watching you long enough to know exactly how you like your scrambled eggs. It's not my fault you didn't notice me. I guess maybe you should have paid more attention. Then you would have seen how much attention I paid to you. How much I watched you all the time. I knew where you work. I know where you play. I know where you live. I know where your friends live, too. No, I'm not gonna do anything to your friends. And I'm pretty sure I haven't done anything already. I even learned how to write your name. Well, I learned how to copy your handwriting completely. I left a note for your neighbors that you were going out of town for a while. And not to worry. Sorry for the short notice. I want a free trip. They're not going to be expecting you back for weeks. It was a really good trip. You're so lucky. Besides, those neighbors don't really like you anyway. Oh, of course I know the password to your phone. I texted all your friends, same story. That you're going on a trip? I have your phone. Of course I do. I keep it plugged in and everything. It's all charged up. No, I'm going to be keeping that, silly. Don't worry. Your friends won't worry about you at all. I'll let them know that you're fine. And you're having so much fun on your trip. Oh, I've thought this out for a very long time. You look distressed. Is your poor cock starting to hurt? It's so hard. I bet you wish you could touch it. I can touch it for you. You just have to ask. All you have to do is ask. How bad? How bad do you want me to touch it? Do you want me to just run my fingers up the side just like this? Do you want me to just brush the tip with one finger like this? those whimpers. You sound so cute. I knew you would. I knew you would make the best noises. I'll do it properly. Don't worry. I know how to work a cock. If I wrap my hands around just like this and start slowly stroking. There. Feels better already, doesn't it? You like that, don't you? My hands. So much smaller and more delicate than your hands. Stroking slowly, gently. I bet you like something a little more wet, wouldn't you? Do you want me to use my mouth? How badly? How badly do you want me to use my tongue and my lips and my teeth on this beautiful cock? I'm careful with my teeth, don't you worry. Oh, I waited so long to taste you. What's wrong with a nice lazy blowjob? Mm-hmm. Just enjoy it. I mean, what other girl would be this happy to sit and suck your cock for hours? Well, I might not suck it for hours and hours. Depends on how nicely you beg me to do something more or different. You just need to keep telling me how much you love watching me suck your cock. Tell me how much you like it. Tell me how good I am. Love that you're bucking your hips up into my mouth. You can't even help it, can you? What's that? Faster? Don't you want to make this last? Don't you want to wait? And hold on. My cock is so delicious. I bet it's just the right size too. To fit inside me, silly. I kind of want to feel it. I was gonna wait, but oh, I'm such an impatient brat. No, I'm gonna make us wait. I'm gonna make us wait. Oh, I wanna fuck you so bad. I wanna play with you like that, but no, I'm gonna wait. I'm gonna wait. 'Cause you'll come around. One day, you're gonna beg to fuck me. It'll be so good. So good to wait for. But no. You can come in my mouth if you want. Tell me how much you love it. Are you gonna come in my mouth for real? Mm-hmm. See? That was good, wasn't it? And I gotta admit something to you, though. I lied. I didn't put any drugs in your food. I knew I wouldn't even have to. No, you just wait here. It's not like you're going anywhere. And I'll be back in a little while. Okay? I just have to go clean up. That's all. Oh, I'll be back for you, love. Don't you worry. I'm going to spend all my free time with you. Be a good boy now. I'll be back soon.